Your Country Wind 98.5. It's Cody Mack here with you. It's homegrown time, and today we have a special guest joining me in the studio, Curtis Putman. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
Well, so you're out here. Obviously, we found you for homegrown, and you've been listening to Wind 98.5 for quite a while.
Oh, when I was a kid, I used to listen to it when I was probably 5 or 6, maybe even younger. Used to listen to the All Request Hour about every evening.
Well, and I know you like some of the oldies. You're requesting some of those for me when we were talking. Hey, nothing wrong with the classic cuts. I like them.
I like that.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about your music. So what got you into playing music to begin with?
You know, I grew up in a fairly musical family. It was classical music on my mom's side. But, I started playing music as long as I can remember. I started learning guitar when I was 12, I got my first one.
Did you just teach yourself to play or somebody in the family teach you?
I took classical lessons, actually, at Western.
Classical.
Surprise, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, here you are doing kind of the country indie kind of stuff, and you go from classical to this.
Yeah, they were forced.
Okay.
Well. I've always been a fan of the older country since I was a kid. My family is a very classical music family, so I was kind of the black sheep.
So guitar the only instrument you play?
Yeah. It's the only one I can hold. I don't know if I even play it.
Well, fair enough. You always have that lead guitar player sitting back with you. So let's talk a little bit about where all you've been playing. I mean, talk about Montgomery, too.
Yeah, I stay a lot of the time in Montgomery, between Kalamazoo and Montgomery. There's an organization down there called the Montgomery Area Musicians Association. I'm a member of that. And I've been up here for a minute taking care of some business. But last place I played down there was called the Alley Bar with a band called King Bee Blues Band. Be back there real soon, actually.
Well, that's cool. I mean, being able to sit there and sit in with some different bands. I mean, tell me about the blues stuff.
I heard John Lee Hooker when I was a kid. You know, I've always loved Hank Williams Sr. and Jimmy Rogers, back to the 20s, you know, the father of country music. And he was about as blues gets.
True.
Back then, you know. I guess I've played in the last couple of years. Many of the bookings I've had have been blues bookings as I've had country.
Well, that's cool.
I just play the same music, you know, at all of them. But.
Well, because, I mean, country and blues, everything, I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
And that's what I like about you. I mean, here you are coming in here and you're bringing in some real country music. You're not necessarily going with the pop side of it. You're going more of the real stuff.
Music stopped for me about 65 or 70, you know.
I understand that. And everything changes. And I mean, nothing against the music that's coming out now.
No.
Because everything that... Country music is always taken from other genres. You know, back in the 80s, it was more synthesized music. You heard a lot of the synthesized voices because it was what was sounding popular in the rock scene. Now it's pop that's the big popular
thing. This is true.
So it's always changing, and it's good to be able to see somebody here down true to their roots. So you've been in Michigan your whole life doing this thing.
Yeah. I mean, off and on, I was married a while, so I didn't play much music. But the last, you know, my whole life's been mostly Michigan. I didn't start on Montgomery home as well until late spring, early summer.
So let's talk about what you got coming up on the horizon. You heading to the studio anytime soon?
Yes, I am. I'll be leaving here, spend some time in Montgomery, be working with Daredevil Records and Daredevil Production in Nashville, finish up an album we got started on.
Well, let's talk about some of the songs on there. I always love hearing the songwriting stories from everybody, and it's something that I talk about in every interview because the songwriting stories, they're the best because, first off, what's easier for you? Are you the kind of guy that has to sit down and just work at a song, or is it something that just kind of flows naturally for you?
I can either write them or not, you know? I've got to have something strike me. I can go through a period a week where I'll write 10 songs. I can go through a month where I can't think of anything. You know, like that song, One More Dance, it's on my website. You know, it says pills and red wine, you know? I was tossing and turning in bed. I couldn't sleep. Woke up, wrote it out in about 10 minutes.
Well, there you go.
Went to sleep.
And those are some of the great stories. Now, do you do any co-writes? Do you sit down with anybody else?
I'm going to be actually doing that at first when I get back up and down in Nashville.
Okay, so, I mean, are you going into the room with Ari an idea, or are you just wanting something organic to come out of it?
We're going to try both.
Okay.
We're going to refine some stuff, and then we're going to see if we can come up with anything.
Well, very cool. Well, let's go ahead and hear something. What are you going to play for me?
Here's one I wrote this spring.
All right, let's hear it. It's Curtis Putman on Wind 98.5's Homegrown.
Listen close now, woman. Got a couple things to say to you. They've been on my mind a while now. So don't you walk away till I am through. I'm tired of these foolish games. I'm tired of messing around with you. Cause it's clear to see that you're not through with me. But I promise this time I'm through with you. Comes along, you pack all your things and you are always gone. Once I get things right, you come around, you're looking for my porch light. Who do you think that you are, woman? What do you think it is I'm gonna do? Cause it's clear to see that you're not through with me. But I promise this time I'm through. There's one for you, huh?
Curtis Putman on Win 98.5's Homegrown. Man, I like that. I mean, I can definitely hear some of your influences there. So I heard a little Waylon, I heard a little Johnny, and heard a little Hank all rolled into one.
Yeah, I guess, huh? And I appreciate that.
And the
those
song
are big shoes to be compared to. So.
Well, and the songwriting aspect of it, you know, that's the whole point. It's one thing to sound like them, but to be able to write like them. And that's what... That song, I could hear Waylon Jennings doing that acoustic because it sounds like something he would write.
Well, I appreciate that.
There you go, man. I love those kind of stories. Well, we still got a little time left here on Homegrown, so let's go ahead and hear another one. What you got for me?
Mind if I do a cover on Luke the Drifter?
Oh, I want to hear some Luke the Drifter.
Right.
Curtis Putman at Win 98.5.
This song here, it's an old Hank Williams song, but he recorded under the name Luke the Drifter. I can settle down, be doing just fine, till I hear an old train rolling down the line. Then I hurry straight home and I pack. And if I didn't go, I believe I blew my stack. Sea, 'cause that's the life.
if I believe he meant for me. I love you, baby, but you gotta understand.
Butman at Win 98.5 and Homegrown. That's a great cover, man.
Oh, I don't, you know, Hank Williams, he recorded under two names. I always like to play his music, you know, bring attention to it again.
Well, it's fantastic that somebody's doing it.
Well, so many people are influenced by him and don't even know it.
Exactly. I've heard that from so many guys where I can sit there and I've interviewed so many artists where they can sit there and say, yeah, you know, Hank Sr., one of my favorites, and I'll play Luke the Drifter, and they have no idea who he is.
Really?
I've had that happen.
A lot of people
before.
Don't realize that. You know, he had songs that were, he figured were, a lot of them were recitations and very moralistic songs. You know, he identified closer with those songs, and he demanded he was going to record them, so he came up with a pseudonym, Luke the Drifter, to do it on there. And it turns out, they were all hits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, cool deal. That's Curtis Putman right here at Win 98.5 and Homegrown. Make sure you head on over to the website, CurtisLeePutman.com.
Yeah.
It's where you can find out all the information, get hooked up with him on Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, everything.
Yep.
Find out where you're going to be playing next. And, man, good luck on the album going down.
I'm
and
excited.
Getting that recorded. And
I've met a lot of neat people. And if it didn't do anything, just the experience and opportunities I've had the last summer has been just amazing.
Well, cool deal. Well, we thank you so much for coming in. It's Homegrown on Win 98.5. Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you.